Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about President Donald J. Trump's latest expletive-laden outburst to the Iranians on social media, just openly fucking straight you crazy bastards, and going on how he's threatening he's going to bomb bridges on Tuesdays, give them 48 hours and so on. So this is deranged on a few different levels. Now, I'm not against using swear words. I do it myself. But there's a time and a place for Anglo-Saxonism, and it is surely in for a dig for the president to do so. Now, he represents the United States. People judge the United States by him. He is the face of the country. And if he's the very best person they can choose, that is a very sad comment on the United States. Out of 330 million people, the country with the top universities in the world, country with staggering wealth and all the rest of it, some astonishingly talented and accomplished people, and he is the one who got picked. A man whose vices are on such a grand scale, who's bereft of all virtues, an ignoramus, an idiot who's ignorant and proud of it, and all the rest of it, a race baiter, an Islamophobe. He's just a monster. I mean, he's straight from Central Casting. If you wanted to find this obese American loudmouth who's extraordinarily conceited, his unlettered oaf, he's the one you'd pick. He's just vile. What a specimen they've got. And I know there are plenty of Americans who agree with me, are sickened by him. And obviously his approval ratings are lower than ever. So why is he lashing out like this? I suppose because, you know, his war, he said it would take 5 weeks. We've had 5 weeks now and it's not over. And Iran is not giving in. And there's not the slenderest sign that there's going to be regime change. And yes, he's inflicted mighty strokes of war on them. So destroyed something about like half their missile launchers. So what about the other half? And we've seen that their air defense is capable of bringing down American planes. Now, there's only one. We shouldn't overreact to this. There are over 5,000 planes in the U.S. Air Force. And both the pilots were recovered. That was the good news. So, you know, Trump gets no credit for that whatsoever. Well done to the rescue crew. I mean, I didn't think they were going to make it, but he did. Had the Americans captured that guy, this guy being a prisoner of war, then that would be a big problem. I noticed the US media was saying the guy would have been a hostage. He wouldn't have been a hostage. He would have been a prisoner of war and so on. So he's also told the Iranians what the plan is. Why not strategic ambiguity? If you don't do this by a specified date, I will take an action. I'm not going to tell you what it is. They don't know what to prepare. They could make contingency plans. Could they have whatever those bridge of boats, could they have teams ready to rebuild bridges if needs be? Could they move air defense to key bridges, something like that? Unless, of course, it's a bluff, or is it a double bluff? But he's not in Kharg Island. He's even identified publicly several times Kharg Island, the island he would seize. Now, of course, again, he might be tricking them, but I don't think so, and so on. So he's a man incapable of keeping a secret, just blurts it out. So you see how incontinent he is, how completely indisciplined he is. Nobody would get away with this in any other work scenario. So he's got a complete lack of decorum, mouthing off like that. The various presidents, you might despise them, but they didn't start raving like this in public. It's really undignified. How despicable is he? And of course, it's a war crime to deliberately, I shouldn't split infinitive, to attack civilian targets deliberately. And these bridges are actually not part of the Iranian war effort. It's not that they're fighting a ground war, moving trucks and trains here and there. So the war is fought in the air, and he's threatened to take out electrical generation. And that affects everybody, civilians, for heating, for cooking, for light, for operations of hospitals, and so on. Now, I know you might say the Ukrainians have done it, but only because the Russians started doing it, and so on. Whereas now the Iranians, okay, they've stopped some oil tankers getting through, and that does affect energy indirectly. I'm not saying that Iran is completely innocent on this one, but you know he can't defeat them through fighting, so he's going to attack their civilians, and it's not surprising. And he's just got absolutely no humanity, so it is appalling. One thing is, I know that was the case for him carrying on. Obviously, you should never have started this illegal war in the first place. If it took you 5 weeks to destroy half the missile launchers, another 5 weeks, would you destroy them all? And then Iran's got nothing to hit back with. I suppose they got a few drones and stuff like that. But you've seen what he's done to the price of oil and liquid natural gas and therefore energy. And when's that going to come down? You know, that could take months to come back down to normal, because will it restart? we're not quite sure and stocks are low. I mean, I wouldn't want this war to happen at all, but thank goodness it's happening when we're in spring. Imagine that when we're going into winter. Imagine in November, when obviously people need a lot of energy because they need more heating in the Northern Hemisphere, where like 80% of the world's population lives, then that would have been sky high. Part of the anxiety, the idea that we couldn't heat ourselves through the winter. So he's not accomplished his goals of regime change, despite his bluster. And Iran is not backing down. And so he may well be defeated. I mean, they can seize Kharg Island, but there'll probably be plenty of American casualties. Some people killed, some people wounded, most worrying from people captured. Shades of Jimmy Carter. Now, I know those really were hostages. American diplomats seized hell for 444 days. The Iranians didn't say, we're going to hold you for 444 days. It happened to be that after that period of time, about a year and a half, they were set at liberty. But how Jimmy Carter was unable to get those people out. The rescue mission failed. Some of them helicopters crashing in the desert and so on, and people getting killed. And that really wrecked his public standing. Carter had his failings, but you know, he was a humane man in that way. He wasn't going to sort of order airstrikes in Iran lest the hostages all be killed and so on. But Donald Trump is bereft of all humanity, all sanity. He's just a monster. Wow, the orange ogre. And it shows what MAGA is as a cult of the personality worshipping Trump, that they won't call him out for breaching his repeatedly stated promises that he would not start another war. And he specifically mentioned Iran as a country he would not attack. And despite not even pretending that Iran was going to attack the United States imminently or any of her allies, he nevertheless started this war to do something he said he'd already done, to destroy a nuclear weapons program, which he claimed he'd already destroyed, so there was no nuclear weapons program, and so on. So you see how erratic he is. Nobody knows what he's going to do next. He contradicts himself several times a day. He lies almost nonstop. Does he even know he's lying? It's very worrying that such a guy has his finger on the nuclear trigger. Wow. So why can they not invoke that amendment to remove him on the basis of insanity? You see how bad his mental health is. Compared to videos himself 20 years ago and more, when he was in control, he could project a certain image and he wasn't going in for these emotional outbursts all the time. And he wasn't such a vulgarian. So you see, is this Alzheimer's? His father died of Alzheimer's. It's hereditary, which doesn't guarantee Donald J. Trump would get it. Obviously, Alzheimer's is terminal. And he's had symptoms of pre-Alzheimer's for several years. So this is just how a demented he is, getting mixed up all the time. Donald J. Trump. What an evil ogre. And so in that sense, he's failed. He stated his objective was to overthrow the regime, and it's not happened. He may have strengthened them. I thought about it's a bit like a Pearl Harbor attack. As one Japanese general said, we've wakened a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve. Now, I know Iran can't be compared to the United States in 1941. It's not that strong. But in the region, it is fairly strong. So this may cause a lot of problems for years to come. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the new PayPal, georgecarlin7@gmail.com. Goodbye.